Okay, everybody, so let's get to the third part of this mindset behavioral change model. So we have the motivation is that initial impulse. They're off the ground running with what they're trying to change. Then we teach them about the action steps. We're making sure that they have the ability to keep those changes in place, that they have the time, they have the money, they have the resources they need to do to make the change. And that we're not setting our change to our goals too high. We want them to always be able to meet their goals, even on a bad day. So now the third step, the third thing we need to teach our clients is in regards to prompts. So prompts are reminders or triggers. So these are the things that are going to help us remember to do what we want to do. For example, one of the things that I'm working on in my life is standing more when I work. I want to make sure I'm standing throughout the day and I'm not sitting. As a reminder, in my workspace area, I have a wobble board. And so every time I look at this wobble board, this is the thing. This is the circumstance of being around that wobble board. I look at that wobble board, and then that's my trigger, it's my prompt to remember to stand. So that's one example. Another example could be an action. So an action is like, okay, the prompt is leaving one's shoes by the bed. Okay, and then when you get up, and the first action is going to be, oh, feet hit the floor. Feet see, you basically look down and you see that you have tennis shoes right next to your feet. And at that point, that's when we can use that action of putting our feet in the tennis shoes as the action to basically start running. So it's basically going to be something. It could be an alarm on a phone. It could be looking at something. It could be reading something. It could be seeing something. It could be a person. It could be a circumstance. Like a classic circumstance that I use a lot with clients is doors, meaning every time we walk through a door, we are triggered to do something because we walk through a door all day long. So I use this one a lot for breathing. If I'm working on somebody remembering to take a deep breath, every time you walk through the door is your prompt to remember to breathe deeply. And then you can continue walking through the door and breathe deeply while you're walking. So we want to make sure that whatever we're doing, it's going to be a clear clue, right? We want it to be super, super clear. We're going to see this. And then this is the action that's going to happen. So it needs to be clear and reliable. So now that you understand this prompt component, when we're working on stopping sugar for somebody or getting them off of gluten or getting them on the elimination diet, then we can start to think about what we can do to prompt them, to remind them to eat healthy or to do their exercise routine. So it could be something as simple as every time they reach for the refrigerator, that's their prompt. They think, I am so excited, and they mentally, internally say, I am so excited to be changing my life and making healthy decisions. And that could be a reminder for them as to not eat the sugar, right? So you see how all of this is set up here. So that's the basic setup is the motivation, the ability, and the prompts. So go ahead and start applying this in your case evaluation process. This may need to be attended to earlier on if somebody is saying that they are going to have a difficult time actually getting the lab work done. We want to address this right away. And this is something that should be hopefully addressed either by you or by a coach or somebody in your office in between when they have their first test and when you're actually going over and doing that lab review. Okay, thanks everybody. We'll see you soon.